Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Help a teacher out, yeah, clear the list. There is need, there is no
doubt,
yeah, clear that list. We love that you all assist. Let's help our friends and neighbors to clear that list.
Yeah, clear that list. Woo! It is Carson and Kennedy's Clear the List. Every year we try and help out our friends and neighbors, our teachers, who are trying to create an incredible space of learning and safety for your kids, all the while helping their kids do the same things on dollars that are absolutely
ludicrous.
Sad. The salary is sad. So every year we try and bring teachers together and help them clear their lists. And this is how we do it. We speak to some and hear their stories. And today we're going to talk to Lily. Hi, good morning, Lily.
Good morning, Kennedy. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's so great to talk to you. So listen to Lily's story. She teaches 9th to 12th grade in Cambridge, so high school. She works with students across
on that alone.
All needs and learning styles.
It is the best. I love it.
But she has had to move classrooms and subjects 4 years in a row due to the changing needs with grade levels and subjects. And so as she moves along, she leaves stuff behind for the new teacher coming in because she's just that kind of lady. So there's a whole lot of starting over for you. But you are doing something really unique this year. Can you talk about the space that you're creating for your students?
Yeah, so I'm really trying to create a fully sensory-friendly, space-friendly, safe space for all students in my classroom that truly meets the needs of every single kid that walks in my space. So I'm really looking to provide more fidgets, more sensory-friendly experiences, some new lighting, because we know that some kids really operate best with non-fluorescent lighting. And then the big thing for me is snacks. It's very different from my elementary colleagues. Here at the high school, kids don't have snack time. And high schoolers need food, too. And much like all students, hungry kids just don't learn as well. And so I think for me, snacks are a huge thing. I give out more ramen than pencils some days. So anything that I can get from the public to just help these kids learn. We know that despite the amazing resource of Massachusetts having free lunch and free breakfast, it doesn't mean it's getting into the hands of every kid every day. So for me, my goal is to make sure every student's needs are met when they come into my room and building a space that allows them to come in without shame. And they can get whatever they need in this space from me every single day.
So, Lily, why have you had to change classes and subjects 4 straight years? What's going on with the school system?
It's actually a positive thing. If new kids are enrolling in classes like AP Psychology, which is the AP that I teach, and we actually decided to make AP available to all students. We've offered it co-taught, so students of all abilities are able to take the class. And we had a bubble of students in the 9th grade, meaning I needed to go down to teach 9th grade for a year. And that big bubble is going back up to 10th grade, so I'm following the bubble, and going along with them. And as a veteran teacher of 17 years, I was asked to do so, and I feel good about that. I'm excited to help my team, and I'm excited to be a part of my community. So it is a joyful move, but it's hard. It's definitely hard. And I'm leaving all of my supplies for the teacher that's coming in to teach ninth.
I think it's amazing. And my takeaway from this is that if I was fed ramen in school, I would be extra smart because I love it. I think it's so cool.
You say in here that if you could have a full-on palette of ramen, it would make your year.
It would make my whole year. If somebody just gifted me like a whole, if I just got a delivery of a palette of ramen, it would probably absolutely blow my mind.
Hi.
Same girl, same.
Mixed listeners and internet, let's do our thing.
That would be, I couldn't even imagine it. Thank you so much, Kennedy.
Lily, how big are your classrooms normally, class size?
My classes, it's going to be larger than usual. I'm going to be probably between 26 to 30 for all
classes.
Wow,
huge.
And what's it like trying to teach 30 different high school students from all different backgrounds?
Amazing. It's the best. I mean, you get to come in every day, and each of these kids is like a puzzle that you get to figure out, and you get to find the way to make them feel the best. And that's the best part of being a teacher. I get to look for the kid that needs some help and maybe some support on literacy, but then I also, sitting next to them, is the kid who's striving to figure out how to do multivariable calculus.
I mean, your attitude is just...
Yeah, her energy.
Like, I can't even believe it. It's just amazing. I wish there were more people like you out there.
You're exactly what an educator should be.
And I feel
these kids are lucky to have you.
And I feel this is what we've spoken to, you know, in the past few weeks. People just like you who just want to do right by their kids, but to make a space of your dreams costs money that you don't have because you just don't make that much. And you've got kids of your own, needs of your own, rent your own, you got
to
pay.
And she's leaving her supplies to the newer teachers every year.
She's just that dope of a lady. So, Lily, we can't thank you enough for coming on with us. We can't thank you enough for doing what you do. I'm going to have your wish list up here in about 2 minutes.
Thank you so much. And thank you to your program for all that you're doing to highlight educators. I mean, especially in the time that we're facing as a country in terms of education, this is just amazing.
Well,
thank you.
We're happy to help you, Lily. We really, truly are. And we wish you the very, very best in the school year ahead, okay?
Thank you so much, Kennedy, and thank you so much to your whole team.
We better make it rain snacks in Lily's classroom.
I'll be for lunch tomorrow.
All right, again, if you go to mix1041.com, right there you can find the Clear the List button, and on there you can find everybody, all of our teachers that have sent us in a wish list by city, so you can look up Cambridge and see Lily. I'll have a separate post for her coming up here in just a moment, and if you are a teacher, we do have a couple days left to get you in if you want to send it to morningshow@mix1041.com. And Equitable is supporting local teachers by providing personalized financial guidance. Ready to start building financial independence? Let's plan how. Equitable Holdings, Inc., New York, New York. All right, coming up next here, we had a little conversation off the air this morning that now is coming on the air because Chef Jason Santos, who is here for Carson this week as Carson is on vacation.
He's lived a wild life, this guy.
Apparently.
Told us he used to live with a pig.
Yes.
And we have questions. What was his name again?
Piggy Smalls.
Okay, seriously.
So Notorious P.I.G.
I'm interested in knowing exotic pet people out there. Let's hear from you. 617-931-1234. That's next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.